Amen. It's a joy to be in the house of the Lord tonight.
Amen.
Amen. I've been honored on revival, amen, ever since Brother Terry invited me and Caleb and Nathan to preach a revival and hold a revival. And it's an honor, amen, to be able to do that. You don't hear of many revivals. I haven't heard a whole lot of revivals this year, to be truthful with you. But amen, I'm glad that some churches still want to be in touch with God, still want to be where God wants them to be. Amen. It still believes in the old time way. Amen. Yeah. I'm glad for the old time way. Glad I've got an altar here in case I need to talk to the Lord. Amen. That I've got the freedom and the liberty. Amen. To come and have a closer walk with the Lord and have just a little talk with Jesus. Amen. Right. As the song says, just a little talk with Jesus makes it right. Amen.
Yeah. That's right.
You pray hard for us tonight. We feel a little short of breath, but we're going to do our best tonight to preach you the word. Amen. As God has given it to us. Amen. If you got your Bibles, turn with me to John chapter 11. And we're going to take our time out here, Jerry, all the time. I'm going to take my time. We'll take our time tonight, okay? We're on God's time tonight.
Amen.
We heard already that he's always on time.
That's right.
We'll be all right. We'll just leave it over to him.
Amen.
As I sat in the last night, we was getting ready to go to bed, and it was about 1:30 or so in the morning before I laid my head down on the pillow. The Lord gave me this thought tonight, and I couldn't go to sleep for about a good hour because I was in my mind I was already preaching. And I like it when that happens, amen. It's funny though, because you try to get up behind the pulpit, it'll never turn out like you think it's going to. I've already learned to accept that. Lord, I wish I could preach it like you've given it to me, but I'm just human, I'm just flesh, amen. I do this to him with what he's given me. So in your Bibles, in John chapter 11, go to about verse 17. Very familiar scripture here tonight.
Amen.
Bible says, John 11:17, then when Jesus came, he found that he had lain in the grave 4 days already. Talking about Lazarus. Mm-hmm. Now Bethany was nigh unto Jerusalem, about 15 furlongs off. Many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother. Then Martha, as soon as she heard about Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary sat still in the house. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. But I know that even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. Jesus said unto her, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said unto him, I know that he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. Jesus said unto her, I am the resurrection and the life. He that believeth on me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. Whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? She said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had so said, she went her way and called Mary, her sister, secretly, saying, Master is come and calleth for thee. Verse 32, we'll skip on that a little bit. Then when Mary was come to where Jesus was and saw him, she fell down at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. When Jesus therefore saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping which came with her, he groaned in the spirit and was troubled, and said, where have you laid him? They said unto him, Lord, come and see. Jesus wept. Then said the Jews, behold how he loved him. And some of them said, could not this man, which opened the eyes of the blind, have caused that even this man should not have died? Jesus therefore again groaning in himself cometh to the grave. It was a cave, and a stone lay upon it. And Jesus said, take ye away the stone. Martha, the sister of him that was dead, saith unto him, Lord, by this time he stinketh, for he hath been dead 4 days. Jesus said unto her, said I not unto thee that if thou wouldst believe, thou shouldest see the glory of God? Then they took away the stone from the place where the dead was laid. And Jesus lifted up his eyes and said, Father, I thank thee that thou hast heard me, and I knew that thou hearest me always. But because of this people which stand by, I said it, that they might believe that thou hast sent me. And when he thus had spoken, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth. And he that was dead came forth, bound hand and foot with grave clothes, and his face was bound with a napkin. Jesus saith unto him, Loose him, and let him go. Then many of the Jews which came to Mary, and had seen the things which Jesus did, believed on him. But some of them went their ways to the Pharisees and told them what things Jesus had done. You may be seated. Let's go to the Lord in prayer one more time. Gracious Heavenly Father, Lord, I need to love you. Lord, we're so thankful for this opportunity to be up here behind the sacred desk today. Lord, we're thankful, Lord, dear God, that we've been invited, Lord, to be a part of this revival, Lord. For we also, Lord, in our own souls know that we need revival. Know that we need a closer walk with thee. And Lord, we ask tonight, Lord, dear God, that you'll help us to be the vessel, Lord, that you have ordained us to be, Lord, when you call us into the ministry, Lord. Enable us tonight, Lord. We pray, Lord, dear God, that you're faithfulness here to call us you who will also do it. We believe that you're faithful, Lord, dear God, to perform the calling, Lord, which you've given us tonight. We pray that you help us, Lord, dear God, to just get out of the way, Lord, and let your spirit have control tonight, Lord, have free course. For it's in Jesus' name we ask and pray. Open our hearts and our spirits tonight to receive your word, and grant your word which is able to save us. So in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I like what Jesus told Martha there in the first few verses. Amen. In verse 23, just having what you might call a casual conversation with Martha. He arrived in the city. He could have been there sooner, but he tarried for a few days. Amen. They had already sent word that Lazarus was sick. And by the time he would have got there, he would have probably already been dead anyway. So Jesus tarried. Amen. It could have been a day's journey, but he waited. And 4 days later, amen, we see Lazarus in the tomb. And on the way into the city, we see Martha running out to meet him. And we see that Martha, her heart is broken. She begins to talk to the Lord and say, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother had not died. Amen. If you'd have just been here, you could have saved him. Amen. Jesus gives her a wonderful truth here. Just like the woman at the well, they're just having a casual conversation. Amen. But all of a sudden, that water that was stagnant in that well, was turned around, and Jesus began to speak about living water, the water that was running, from the belly of the soul, And he was talking to Martha here, and they began to tell them, that thy brother shall rise again. Lord, if you'd just been here, you would not have died. But even now, whatsoever thou wilt ask of God, God will give it thee. I don't know what she was fishing for there. I don't know if she was fishing for Jesus to ask him to be risen from the dead again or what. I don't know what she was asking for there. But Jesus said, thy brother shall rise again. Martha said to him, I know he shall rise again in the resurrection at the last day. And I love what Jesus said. He didn't mention no words. He didn't try to explain anything. He looked her square in the face and said, Martha, I am the resurrection. That's me. And a man, if he believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. I'm glad God can bring the dead to life. And whosoever liveth and believeth in me shall never die. Believest thou this? Later on, we find that Jesus comes to Lazarus' tomb, and he commands that the stone would be taken away. They said it was a cave, and that the stone would be taken away. That reminds me, when I read that, I was reminded of Calvary, how Jesus was placed in a borrowed tomb. Much like this one, it was of a hewed out of a rock. It was a cave that Jesus' body was placed in. And there was a great big stone rolled in the mouth of that cave. And this was like Lazarus had here. Rolled the stone away. And when the stone was rolled away, he said three words. That's all it took. Lazarus, come forth. It didn't say a week later. It didn't say two days later. It didn't say a few minutes later. The very next verse, after he says Lazarus comes forth, it says he that was dead came forth. When God speaks, you can't help but do what he says. We see everywhere in God's creation, his creation obeys his every command. When God says for the sun to rise, the sun rises. When God says for the sun to go down, the sun goes down. When God says for it to rain, it rains. When he says for it to snow, it snows. Everything in the world obeys obeys God's commandments.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
preacher.
Amen.
Come on.
Yeah.
Man.
Amen. Come on, man.
That's why we're in the mess we're in today.
Right.
That's why sin rules in this world today is because man said no when God said to do something.
Uh-huh. Amen. Amen. Come on.
The thought that came into my mind tonight was those two words, come forth.
Yeah.
That's the thought that's on my heart tonight. Jesus said, I am the resurrection.
Yes.
I am the life.
Yeah.
Amen. And if you believe in me, amen, though you were dead, you'll live.
Yeah.
And if you live and you believe in me, you'll never die.
Amen.
Oh, that's a win-win situation there.
Yeah.
Amen. There's a song I believe it's old Coleman Looper used to sing. It says, I'll never die, just be promoted.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm glad when I leave this world, when this body of clay returns to the earth, amen, the spirit inside will continue to live on. Amen. Forever and ever. Amen.
Amen.
Place called heaven.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. I'm glad today because I made Jesus my Lord, made Jesus my Savior.
Yeah.
Amen. I can go to a place where He has already prepared. Amen. That I can go to, amen, because He said I could.
Uh-huh.
He wouldn't lie to me. Amen. He said if it were not true, I would have told you.
Amen.
I'm glad I can count on the Savior.
Amen.
Whatever He says is true.
Amen.
It's been about doing good on this world.
Amen.
Amen. The two words that ring out in my mind out of this whole scripture, this point in time, was come forth.
Amen.
I begin to think about revival and what revival means.
Yeah.
Amen. We think about revival, about Terry said it a while ago, Brother Terry did, about being on fire for God.
Yeah, come on.
We use certain words to describe revival.
Yeah.
Amen. What revival really means is to bring back to life that which is dead.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. Vive, amen, vive is a word that is a root that is means alive, means living. And to put the word re before that means to live again. Amen.
Right.
To be alive again. Amen.
Oh,
a lot of churches we travel and go sing and we go preach. A lot of churches we go to nowadays, amen, some of them are just as dead can be.
Amen.
Amen. I begin to think about the verse of Scripture in Ezekiel 37 that talks about the valley of dry bones.
Yeah,
amen.
Right.
You ever been in a church?
Yeah.
Amen. When you walk in the doors, your mouth just gets dry as a bone.
Right.
Your spirit withers up within inside you.
Right.
Amen. And you wonder where the Lord is in the place.
Yeah.
I've been there many times.
Yeah.
A lot of times it happens right in our own neighborhood. It happens right in our own church. And we don't even realize it.
Come on.
We don't even realize it. And Satan creeps in. Before you know it, the church is going downhill. Amen. Membership starts dropping. Amen. People just don't care anymore like they used to. Amen. That's the time when God says, come forth. Amen. I believe He wants us to come forth. Amen. It's not only for the lost, amen. We know the lost are dead men walking, amen. They've never been alive in Christ. Amen. And once they give their heart to God, they become a new creature. We know this. But even when you're a new creature, after so many years, amen, a lot of times it's easy, amen, for this old spirit to start drying up.
Yeah, come on.
This old spirit to start getting squeezed out by the world. The Bible used the word choked.
Yeah.
Talked about the sower sowing the word. You begin to tell some of the people that some fell by the wayside.
Yeah.
Some, amen, were choked by the thorns that represented the cares of this world.
Yeah.
A lot of these things that are going on today, they're choking our spirits. They're choking our, amen, our Christian livelihood. Amen, we're beginning to feel smothered in ourselves. And we need to realize that Christ is there with outstretched arms. Saying, if you'll just come unto me, amen, I'll give you that.
Amen.
Come
on.
Come unto me, all you that labor, heavy laden, I will give you
rest.
Amen. Amen. Come forth tonight, church. If we're going to have revival, we've got to be honest with ourselves and honest with God. Amen. There may be something in our own life. Amen. Where we can say, God, I feel dead in this area of my life. Amen. I feel like I'm in an old tomb. Amen. Like an old cave. Amen. Amen. I feel like I'm closed off from the world. I feel like I'm closed off from my Christian brothers and sisters.
I
feel like I'm closed off from having a good time in church. Amen. I feel like I'm closed off from the blessings of God. Amen. Sometimes you feel that way.
Bless you more.
But amen, Lazarus was in the tomb. I thought about this all day long. Lazarus was in the tomb. And Jesus told him, he called out, he said, come forth.
Amen. Lazarus could have stayed in there. Amen. He could have resisted what God wanted to do. We've all got free will. Amen. But he chose to come forth. His body could not help but receive that spirit again. He came forth. And he was still bound. Amen. As long as you remain in the tomb, you're going to be bound.
Amen.
Amen. Some people, God says, come forth. But you're still there wrapped up in your sins. You're still there wrapped up in the cares. You come to the altar every Sunday and you think you laid it down, but something else whispers in your ear through the week. You haven't really laid that down. That really bothers you still. Amen. And you begin to get down. You begin to get depressed.
Amen.
And you begin to dwell among the tombs again.
Amen.
All the while, Jesus, that small, still voice, whispered in your ear. Come forth.
Amen.
Come forth. Jesus says, I am the resurrection.
Amen.
I am the life.
Yeah. Amen.
Amen. If you believe in me, you can live like you've never lived before.
Amen.
Some people, Christians today, are still not living like they've never lived before.
Yeah.
Amen. Still wrapped up in the world, still wrapped up in their past, still wrapped up in the things of this world that's going on. Right now, it's the most distracted time in history. Amen. Hey, we've got our cell phones in one hand. We've got a computer in the other hand. We got a newspaper in the other hand. The TV's on down the room. The radio's on over here. We can't listen to God anymore.
Come on.
Amen.
Amen.
Yep. I'm reminded of Elijah. He got down like that before. Jezebel was after his life. Wanted his head. He went and ran away and found himself a cave. I just noticed that. That's what Lazarus was in. Cave. That's what they put Jesus in, a tomb. It was a cave. They didn't put him on the ground. He was in a tomb. He was inside a cave because the stone was rolled away. Elijah found himself in a cave. Spiritually, he was dead. And then we find out that God had asked him, he said, what are you doing here? You ever felt that way?
Yeah.
Amen. You feel so just dried out, and the Lord says, why are you dried out? What are you doing here?
Come
out and he come out of that cave, and all of a sudden you see about the earthquake happening and the wind happening and the fire happening. Just like all these distractions I just mentioned, amen. But God wasn't in any of that.
That's right.
He couldn't hear God until all that stuff was gone.
Amen.
And it said, a still, small voice.
Amen.
When you get quiet with the Lord, that's when you'll start to hear it.
Right.
Amen. A lot of this stuff we got on today that just binds us down in our spirit and just worries us to death. Amen. All that's talking louder than God is.
We gotta
learn to silence that. Amen. It's up to us to silence those voices, to silence those things in our life, amen, that are not of God. Paul talked about mortifying the flesh. He also talked about worrying against spiritual things.
Yeah.
Amen. And a lot of times we worry against spiritual things and we think it's carnal. Amen. But we need to pray, God, give us a discerning spirit that we can discern, amen, the difference.
Amen.
We need to quiet our inside. But God can come in and He can whisper to our soul, to our heart. He whispers things like, come forth.
Amen.
When he called out to the tomb, Jesus at that time didn't whisper. He cried with a loud voice. He cried.
Yes, he did.
With a loud voice in verse 43. When he thus spoke, he cried with a loud voice, Lazarus, come forth.
Amen.
You know that Christ compels us, each and every one tonight, to come forth.
Yeah.
Amen. If we're dwelling in the tombs like the Gadarene demoniac was, we read about him in Mark chapter 5 where he was dwelling among the tombs. He was dwelling among dead things. Amen. And those dead things were causing him to hurt himself, causing him to stray farther away from the Lord. Amen. Until he got with Jesus, he was insane. Amen. He was not in his right mind until Jesus came along. Back to the matter is, friends, sometimes you can't do it by yourself. Sometimes God sends you out for the battle, but a lot of times, amen, you're fighting a losing battle because God is the one that needs to fight the battle. We need to learn to lay things down. Amen. If we're to have revival from this point onward, amen, we need to lay aside the grave clothes. Amen. The Bible said later on that Jesus said, loose him and let him go. Amen. We need to say things in our life. Let go of me. I want to serve God. Satan, get behind me.
Right.
Amen. I want to serve God.
Yeah.
Amen. with things in life that we just hold on to and hold on to. And God says, I'll trade you this if you'll just lay that down.
Yeah.
I'll trade you eternal life if you'll lay down your sin.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. I'll trade you joy for your sorrows.
Yeah.
I'll trade you peace for the storms in your life.
Yeah.
Well, many times we're like old Pharaoh and we harden our heart. Amen. And when God says, how many more nights do you want to deal with this? Moses asked him, God can take away these frogs and these plagues. When do you want it done? And Pharaoh said, just one more night. We'll wait another night. I heard a message one time called, one more night with the frogs. How much longer are we going to hold on to things, amen, that have their grip on us and their grasp on us and drag us down into a valley we can't seem to get out of?
Amen.
I don't know who this message is here for tonight, but he's calling you to come forth, amen, whoever it is. He says, come forth.
Yeah.
Amen. It may have been a short message. I'm going to ask if they'll stand and somebody get a verse of a song. And feel like the Lord's cleared my heart tonight, church. This is your revival, amen. It can be whatever you choose for it to be. It can be the greatest revival in your life.
Amen.
The greatest moment you've ever experienced in God. If you'll just simply come forward.
Amen.
Get out of the grave clothes.
Amen.
And get right with God. If
amen.
Say.
Amen.
The Bible says in Isaiah 1:16-19, wash you, make you clean. Put away the evil of your doings from before mine eyes. Cease to do evil.
Amen.
Learn to do well. Seek judgment. Relieve the oppressed. Judge the fatherless. Plead for the widow. Come now and let us reason together. Say the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If you be willing and obedient, you shall eat of the good of the Lord.
Amen.
We've got one promise. We have, oh, what a Savior.
Amen.
Willing to make our sins as white as snow.
Right.
Amen. Like they never happened before. Amen. That's what it means to be under the blood of Christ.
Amen.
And I'm glad under the blood.